Asada is so healing when she says, the dead are gratefully dead. Let's take care of the living. So let's take care of Mumia. And there's such a time factor here. And that's where Joanna was brilliant, because we're all aware that with his congestive heart failure, Mumia, if he were in the community, would have 50% chance of surviving in 5 years. But because he's in prison and he's a survivor of the hole for 3 decades and of so many comorbidities, how many years does he have left? I mean, I don't even want to think of it. But the Department of Corrections and the FOP sure are thinking of it, okay? And that's why there are all those delaying tactics in the courts. So there's the time factor, and that this is the People's Papers is therapy for Mumia, because I don't know. I can't speak for Mumia. So Joanna, you'd have to tell us how he'd feel healed by this. But I know that if Mumia feels sensory deprivation, we people on the outside feel sensory deprivation, and heavily so. We feel intellectually deprived, and we feel leadership deprived. And that by giving us back these papers that are in the first person singular, and that are Mumia living and ticking and kicking and resisting, is giving us back the leadership we're lacking and everything that COINTELPRO tried to take from us when they arrest our leaders.